Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We have a new sponsor you guys are going to love. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports teams like stocks, and every time your team wins, you get cash. Use your knowledge on Symbol today to buy low, sell high, and earn your cash payouts when your teams win. Join the 7,000 plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.symbol.com to create a free account. When you deposit, make sure you use the promo code SD, that's SD as in Sugar Daddy, to make your deposit risk-free. Visit the site and use the promo code SD. It's risk-free, which means if you lose money, Symbol can refund you. It's no questions asked. Spotify Green Room. It's the live audio-only sports talk platform. Talk to other fans, athletes, insiders in real time. Get on the conversations you listen to every day. Sharing experiences and takes. And of course, you have a chance to be on your feature on your favorite podcast. Just all you got to do is go to the Google Play Store or iOS App Store, download for free, create your profile, link your Twitter, and come in with your spicy takes. What's going on? There's a party. Hope your neighbors don't mind us getting loud. Homies to the left, all the ladies to the right. We came to get down. We gon' do that now. My light up shoes on, my light up shoes on, my light up shoes on. They love the way my kicks flash. This ain't the time to just sit back. Welcome to our Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Blood Harris, your host, brought to you by the Sports Drink. And yes, it's a party on Fifth Ave. Well, I mean, it's a party because, we had the Pit wins on Saturday. Last night, the Steelers won barely, but it's a win. Big shot to Ben Roethlisberger. I really wasn't too keen that he was actually going to pull that off, that drive. But he made an asshole out of me, that's for sure. Now, I posted a picture of my orthodontist, where my kid goes. He has Eddie Van Halen's... And, of course, people are asking questions about his stuff. So, on top of having A. Van Halen's jumpsuit, he has A. Van Halen's guitar. So, yeah, he also has A. Van Halen's guitar. Yeah, he has a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, of course, my kid's braces, I found out, were going to be $6,000. And, of course, after the insurance and stuff, I'm $4,700 out of pocket. So this is where the, that's where my money's basically going, is to this guy's rock and roll collection. I mean, I got a hand to him. He's a really cool dude. I can see why. If you're going to, if you're going to siphon the pockets out of people, you might as well be nice about it, I guess. I mean, that could be taken many ways. But yeah, Pitt won, Steelers won barely. And Ben Mann asked me because I didn't think there was no way he was going to drive us back. And they won 20-27. Pitt was Steelers were a minus seven favorite in that one. And of course, I'm sure if you all bet the minus seven, actually it was a weird weekend for any type of NFL bets because yeah, it was pretty much. I mean, if you wanted to bet like underdogs and shit, this was basically your weekend to do it. And yeah, just, you know, whatever. Anyways. Now, there's a lot of talk about this, about making Party on Fifth Ave, the actual song. Now, last night, I have to play something here. Hold on for a minute. Well, a whole bunch happened. Where is that? Oh, I got to tell you guys about my predicament that I'm in right now, that I'm involved in as well. I mentioned this on Twitter as well, so we'll talk about that here. Let's find this here.
Steelers promo coming.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Now, this is from Dan in Pittsburgh. He's at Dan in Pittsburgh. And we got to analyze this because this is fucking great. Let me unplug my thing here so we get a better clip of it. All right, here we go. Let's do this.
Okay, we got the Steelers promo coming. Let's see how long it is till we get the picture of the fries. I didn't even get to finish the sandwich. Then we got to the fucking French fries on the sandwich. Because that's all we do in Pittsburgh. It's all we eat is spaghetti. We're just walking stacks of fried eggs and French fries. That's it. Pastrami, salty meats, and breads. Yeah, tattoo. Steel. Bam.
This is my favorite part of the beginning of it's my favorite.
Let's see how long it is till we get the picture of the fries. I didn't even get to finish the sandwich. Then we got to the fucking French fries on the sandwich.
I love this because, like, you know, Dan's like analyzing this. And he's doing it in a Pittsburghese accent as well. That's the best part about this. It's like, they ain't get to finish the sandwich. And no, he says, in fact, they ain't get to finish the sandwich till we get to the fucking French fries. That's all we do is walk around, eat permanis, you know, sell TV stuff, you know, fries and French fries. I mean, that was great. I mean, that was amazing. I think I played that clip in a continuous loop from that fucking game because that was just, that's pretty much, you know, that's what we're going to pretty much see when Pitt plays North Carolina on Thursday night. We're going to see like, we're basically going to see, we're going to see the steel mills like we always freaking do. And it's really just Edgar fucking Thompson works because that's really the only fully operational steel mill left in Pittsburgh. You know, because every one of them has been torn down. I mean, there's the Cary furnace that's, you know, it's a museum now. There's some parts of the Homestead Mill that are just still around as relics. I mean, there's the stacks. You have those. What else? I mean, parts of the J&L Mill, which became LTV in Hazelwood. Part of that's like some sort of freaking park now or something. I admit when they stripped that warehouse down, I was really sad. I was really sad inside because for so many years I've driven past that. Even, you know, because that, you know, I drove past it so many times from a kid to an adult when I worked, you know, and I always saw that blue warehouse. There was also another one that was kind of like a red, rusted out, same thing. They tore that down, like, I think the mid-2000s. But, like, one of my coworkers said, you know, they stuck into those, you know, to those warehouses and mills, and he said it was like a trip through time. He said there was so much stuff there from like the 50s and 60s. You know, it was just a trip through time. I mean, you found stuff that was just still there. I mean, you know, I had the Eliza Furnace book where it shows like after the mills closed, they showed, you know, basically they showed workers' gloves, people's lockers, still with stuff in them. You know, and of course, you know, coffee that was still, you know, coffee pots and shit, you know. Stuff, you know, that was just, they just left it there. And, I remember, you know, The south side part of it, I remember that being up. And I think I remember, because I used to drive past it to go to Neville Deck hockey games. I remember that part of that collapsed, I remember, at one point, onto the street. That was a time in itself. And now I'm going, we have the Coke Works in Clareton. They're hiring, and Lord knows, they had some sort of issues with upgrading their plant, and who knows how long that plant's going to still remain. And, of course, we've got also the Irvin Works in West Mifflin as well. But I think it's really about it. I think there's some other mills open. I think there's one in Manassas that's still open, I think. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's Republic Steel. I forget what it's called. But yeah, I remember when the LTV Works closed down in Hazelwood. That was like a Coke Works. And they closed down in 1998, I believe. It was 97 or 98 it closed. I think it eventually shut down in 98. They tried to reopen it, is what happened. Another company tried to come in and reopen the mill. And unfortunately, the people in that neighborhood and Pittsburgh in general, it just enough was enough. But yeah, let me talk about my predicament I'm in. So my ex told me that she was going out of town. I guess, she asked what I was doing for Thanksgiving. And I knew something was coming up because anytime, when you're dealing with somebody like that, like an ex, you have kids with, a lot of times for me, if they're being really nice to me, I know there's some sort of bullshit that's about to happen. So she asked me what I was doing, and she invited me up to Thanksgiving with her family. And so we're not together anymore. So why the fuck would I go up to her family's for Thanksgiving? I mean, that just makes no goddamn sense. And I said, no. I was like, and she said, well, I want to keep the kids from you. And I said, no, I totally understand. I understand your mom's dying. This is maybe our last Thanksgiving. You guys go and have a great time. And she's like, well, we need to talk about this. And so I told her, I was like, we can, but I'm not going. And she's like, well, why? And I'm like, the hell you mean why? So my oldest child, who's like 12, told me supposedly, she's told most of her family about our split up, but she hasn't told all of them. And there's key people that she didn't tell that we split up. And so I'm guessing she wants me to go and live out this freaking lie. And so I'm like, no. So, I mean, it just, and that whole fucking day and that whole conversation just took me the fuck out. I mean, ugh. In fact, I mean, there's some things I gotta do yet. There's some calls I gotta make. But yeah, that was pretty much my day in my Monday in a nutshell. But let's get to Pitt and Duke. And we got some Pitt Hoop stuff to talk about because they start their season and whatever. So Pitt defeated Duke on Saturday, 54-29. It was not looking good for Pitt in the beginning. At one point, Duke was leading for most of the half. And I thought to myself, this got to be revenge. I mean, we had a fumble. I mean, and of course, we had the safety. Yeah, safety, and then we had a safety, and then Duke scored a touchdown the ensuing drive. And I thought to myself, I said, this is revenge for Dick Groat, right? Because there was an article by Dick Groat about how he was let go from Pitt, and they really didn't tell him they were moving on from him in person. They told, I think, his daughter, I believe, or granddaughter, or just daughter in general, that they were moving on. I mean, that's what really gets me is, a guy like Dick Rode who gave a lot to Pitt basketball just by, showing up and doing this type of stuff. His payment is basically not even formally telling him that they moved on from him. I mean, it just makes no sense. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the athletic department under Heather has done some really good things. But they've done some really head-scratching things. as well. I mean, there's some things that just make, you're like, what are you doing? And this is just one of them. I understand it was time to move on from Dick Rhodes. I understand that. So, at least have the respect to tell him face to face, or over the phone, and just say, hey, you know what? You know, we're making some changes, and yeah, we're gonna, you know, make changes to our broadcast team. That's all they had to do. And maybe do something for him. Say, hey, you know what? Can we do something for you though? We would love to. Like maybe have a Dick Rhodes day. Just anything. I mean, because they did this guy wrong. Yeah. But, you know, by the half, though, Pitt, you know, let's get back to the game, though. By the half, though, Pitt was leading 30-19, and, of course, they never looked back after that. I mean, there was no – Duke wasn't coming back in this game. I mean, of course, they had an injured quarterback as well, and, well, they, you know, they were done. I mean, it was just one of those games, and Pitt actually covered the minus 21 or 20 and a half, whatever you had for that game. But look at the full box score. I mean, Kenny Pickett, 28 of 43, 416 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Pitt ran as a team. Pitt ran for 220 yards. The average, they had over 600 yards in total offense. I mean, Jordan Addison, 7 catches, 77 yards. Jared Wayne, 5 catches, 81. Shockey Jockey, 6 catches for 66. Again, Bartholomew had one catch for 29 yards, but it was a beautiful one, a beautiful tight end screen. And of course, on top of Kenny's 416 yards, he had 57 rushing and a rushing touchdown. So, yeah, I mean, some credit to the defense. I mean, they only allowed 10 points in the second half. That's pretty much the same what happened with Miami. And we got North Carolina next week, and of course, there was some shoddy officiating in the Duke game, so I'm sure we're going to see more of it on Thursday because, you know, the ACC just loves to blow their blue bloods. It doesn't matter how insignificant they are at this point. They just love to blow them. But overall, I was happy with this. Offensively, we didn't miss a beat, but scoring 50-plus to just win a football game. Pitt's going to have to do something here with that. I'm not sure if they even can at this point. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, we're pretty much stuck here. I mean, look at the rest of the thing. Let's see. Let's progress the rest of the ACC. Oh, let's pull my picks, by the way. Let's see how I did here. I have Pitt covering. Good job. But I had had him going under, and that obviously was a big failure. I thought Pitt would pull away from this game and make it a great thing. I have Virginia Tech winning this, being BC. At the last minute, Phil Jurkovic showed up, and you know I'm sure if you bet on Virginia Tech, you pretty much were pissed off because they couldn't make up their minds. North Carolina defeats Wake. I had that one. That was a shootout, and Wake just couldn't hold their lead. And you know, when you put in the hands of the officiating, you know, good luck with that. I had Miami minus 10 against Georgia Tech. I was wrong on that one. Overall, I had a miserable weekend with the ACC. NC State though beat Florida State, so I had that one. And of course, I had Clemson beating Louisville. You know, whatever. Louisville just, you know, fuck Louisville. 1-1, 1-2, 2-2, 2-3. I was 4-3 in terms of the ACC this past week. Good for you, Watt. You know, you did a really good fucking job on that. Excuse my language. I'm on a roll. Let's take a look at the top 25. How did I do on a top 25? Oh, I had the Georgia. Yep, winning that one. I had Ohio State winning outright. But I also had the Nebraska plus 15, so I won that one as well. Let's see, I had Ole Miss plus 9.5. Or minus 9.5. They covered that one. God, if I would have just bet some of these games, I could actually. Well, betting them is one thing, but picking the right games that you to bet on is the other one, because you can bet a whole bunch of stuff. I had Illinois with a plus 14.5. Holy shit! I had, you know, if I would just, you know, go by my gut here, like nail these parlays, I would be really, you know, I could be able to. I don't know. Probably pay my ex to go. I could probably, you know, make enough money to probably pay my ex to go to fuck away from me. Michigan State winning. I mean, I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-0 in the top 25 already. This is amazing. Oklahoma. I mean, plus I had the Ole Miss 9.5 and Illinois 14.5. I could have mixed those in with these parlays and. Wow. If I would just trust my picks instead of just, you know, that's the thing. That's why I can never bet, because I never trust them. I had Oklahoma State winning this game. I didn't have them covering. That's the key. So, because you just can't bet against West Virginia and these type of things. Let's take a look at Auburn. How did Auburn do? Let's see. At Auburn losing. First L of the day. I probably would have, if I would have played a parlay, I would have never used Auburn to begin with, because they just can't be trusted. I had Mississippi State lost, and if you guys remember that, Mike Leach wasn't too happy with his kicker, and that just happens. Let's see, I had Alabama minus 28.5, and let's see, how did Alabama do? I think they didn't cover this one. I think they barely escaped this game. Yeah, they by six. That's the thing, you guys, about these coaching changes is, weird things will happen when you change coaches. Kentucky. How did Kentucky do? Because I took Baylor all. I took Baylor else. No. I didn't pick Baylor in this, but a lot of people were picking Baylor minus the 7.5 or 7 against TCU, but TCU changed their coach. And yeah, when you change a coach, weird things do tend to happen. Let's see, Kentucky lost that one, so now I'm starting to lose. Man, that sucks. Oregon, let's see, the high Oregon minus 7. Oregon minus 7. Let's see. Oh, I had them covering that one, so I won that one. Now, I did have Michigan minus 20 against, who did they play? Indiana. They covered the minus 20. I mean, I'm not sure why Indiana's on a primetime game. I mean, I know they had a great season last year, but, I mean, That was a pandemic season. Of course, you know. Of course, they lost Penix as well. You know, he's out. But let's see. Top 25. I was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7-0. I started out. I think 7-1, 7-2, 7-3. I lost four straight, and I won the last two at 9-4. So almost like a Pitt football season. Almost overall, I was 13-7. Now, against the spread, I was 1-1. I was 4-2. I was like 7-2 against the spread. That's awesome. But let me tell you else what's awesome. Symbol. It's the sports stock market that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. There are two ways off to make this money off Symbol. First, every time a team you own wins, you earn a cash payout. Second, just like the stock market, if you think your team's going to win or increase in value, you can buy low and sell high for profit. Use the promo code SD, that's an SD as in Sugar Daddy, to make your deposit, you know, your first deposit risk-free. That means you lose money, and if you decide, well, this sucks, Symbol will refund your initial deposit with no questions asked. Spotify Green Room is a live, audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. Talk to fans, athletes, insiders in real time. Great for watch parties, post-game debates, breakdowns, and whatever else. You can share experiences. I mean, it's basically like Twitter, but it's audio and all that other happy crap. And, you know, you're not worrying about dog babies and whatever else. You know, give me a hard time. It could be featured on the podcast. Who knows? Maybe there's some guests that show up. I mean, maybe, you know, if it's Steelers, maybe, you know, that dude Kevin James, whatever his name is, that super fan will show up and tell you about how he straps on the pads to support the Steelers, and, you know, he'll raise Lombardi when, whatever. It could be anything. All you need to do is go and download the app on the iOS App Store, Google Play Store, create your profile, link your Twitter, and Chrome with your spiciest takes. All right, so we're done with that. So last night I saw that Jokic got into a fight with, Marcus Morris. And I have to talk about this. Yeah, Markieff Morris. And they got ejected, and I guess... I think what the hilarious part about this was the photo op, or was the photo op that the Miami Heat took for this game. I mean, if you're letting that one dude come between you and you know, tearing up, fighting the Nuggets, then you had no intentions of ever fighting him. If you look at the photo, it's like a glorified photo opportunity. It's like, okay, guys, we're gonna do a photo op of us. We're gonna do a photo op of us. Just, we're going to be, just stand at the doorway here. Jimmy, you go over here. Tyler, Harrow, you go over here. You line up here. Yeah, you over here. And yeah, good. I can see your faces now. That's great. That's good. Now, I need the guy at the door to, there you go. Yeah, put your arm right there against the thing, to block them. Yeah, to show you're blocking them. You're obstructing them. Yeah, there you go. Okay, no, I don't, no smiles now. I don't want to see no angry faces, just blank stares, okay? That's good. Now, let me take a few photos here. Let me get some filters in there as well, We're not going to, I'm not going to give you guys the dog lips or anything like that, or any glasses. I got to make you guys look like you're really pissed off, and you're looking for bodies. Yeah, great photo. Now, let me upload this. That's what that felt like, basically. I mean... Nikola Jokic was just sitting down at that point. If the Heat really wanted a piece of Nikola Jokic, or whatever, Jokic, or whatever you pronounce it, they could have went and got him. He was just sitting down at that point. He was sitting down not really giving a flying shit. They were mad. And I guess, supposedly they were at each other all day, the whole game. Supposedly he was, Jokic did some things. But supposing Morris threw an elbow to exposed ribs, and that's gonna piss some people off when you do things like that. Anyways, well, Pitt Hoops is starting tonight, and they're gonna have like 9 scholarship players playing. So I guess you could say we're back to the Willard years almost. But I mean, we're basically building brick by brick again. Depends on what we're building. I mean, if we work for PennDOT, we're going to be building for a long, long time. But he's suspended indefinitely after this arrest. Long story short, let's see here. He was accused of hitting a uniformed officer in the face while holding a cell phone. Well, if you're holding your cell phone, you're striking an officer. Well, that's not really a good idea. Let's see. Police have been called because around 1 a.m., because the suit between Horton and a towing company who was towing his car. Frustrated upon finding his car could not be taken off the back of the tow truck, Horton allegedly yelled at the officers, and the officer wanted him to handcuff Horton. He initiated a brief foot pursuit before falling. Let's see here. Well, I'm curious why they handcuffed him. Because... normally, if you're drunk and you yell at a police officer, a lot of times they just give you they cite you for disorderly conduct and that's it. So unless he was being he was drunk too, so whatever. It depends what kind of officer he ran into at that point. Some officers write you up a citation, say, see you in court, whatever. I'm not sure what happened there. I mean, I just. Unless he was being really unruly, really being a complete asshole at that point. Or just whatever. At that point, you just, if they're towing your car already, there's nothing you can do about it. The police can't. Make you take it off. It's done. The towing employee has it. They're doing their job, and all you gotta do is just call an Uber or whatever, and just get it the next morning. I mean, you're probably gonna have to pay a fee to get it out. That's just how it is. I mean, unless it was the cops that did. I mean, unless they're working with the cops, of course. And the cops are towing it, but regardless of that, I mean, you're. once that's on, I mean, regardless of who's towing it, who's, you know, it's there, it's gone. You can't do it. You can't undo it. You're fucked. So you got to just take your L and move on. And if you are, you can't argue with a cop, especially on Carson Street at 1 o'clock in the morning, because you're always going to lose no matter what. So he's out, and now Pitt's pretty much, you know, maybe something will happen here. I mean, if John Healy can make it back, I'm sure Horton will make it back as well. But he was Erling's returning scorer, and, you know, it's just, I'm not sure what happens at this point and what happens with Pitt Hoops. Let's look at their schedule real quick. Pitt basketball schedule. Let's look at their schedule. Before we, you know, move on with life. Let's see. Well, tonight they play the Citadel, and I guess the Citadel supposedly plays an up-tempo offense. I'm afraid to figure what lineup for that game is. They got Citadel, West Virginia, UNC Wilmington, and those are three tough teams. That's actually, all these games are tough for the most part right now. West Virginia, UNC Wilmington is going to be a tough one because they're a mid-major and they don't really fuck around either. West Virginia is going to be pretty much a bloodbath unless some miracles happen. And then they got Vanderbilt and UMBC. I mean, they got basically five. I mean, Towson at one point was, you know, I don't know. They're obviously no, you know, nothing to screw with. I mean, well, Kevin, I mean, if Kevin Stallings and his team of, you know, players can beat Towson, I'm sure, you know, Capel's team can. Who knows? But UNC Wilmington, Vanderbilt, UMBC, and West Virginia, those are four games, you know. Out the gate, it's a bunch of shit. And, of course, they got Minnesota for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Then they got Virginia. And then they got the Gossam Clathing and Colgate. And then they got Monmouth and St. John's. Good. Jesus, we're fucked. Wow. I would love to be wrong about Pitt Hoops, but just look at that schedule they got. I mean, they're just, I mean, unless some things happen to fall within the cracks, they're fucked. I mean, I don't know what you can do for them at this point. They're fucked. And, I don't know. I mean, the non-conference schedule isn't really, doesn't on paper, doesn't seem like an easy one to me, unless these teams are really bad. But I don't know what they can do. And then they go into ACC play, and it's even worse. I mean, shit. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything because I don't need my tweet screenshotted again. You know. Although I've been very supportive of Jeff, but just, you know, I was kind of negative, and let's face it, I was negative for once, and I paid the price, but whatever. I don't know. I'm done talking about Pitt Hoops because I'm about to fall asleep. Anyways, guys, hell to Pitt. Talk to you guys probably Thursday.